From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush toured Pierce City, Missouri today, days after a tornado destroyed much of the downtown and more than 100 homes. That tornado was part of a storm system that stayed over the Midwest all of last week, producing nearly 400 twisters from South Dakota to Tennessee. More than 40 people were killed, but the deaths and injuries were far fewer than in similar weather in years past, something that experts attribute to improvements in forecasting and a growing public awareness of the danger that severe storms pose. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The town of Udall in south-central Kansas was not in the path of any of the tornadoes last week, but 48 years ago this month, an F5 tornado, the most powerful, hit the town head-on. It was 10:30 at night, and residents say they had no warning. Clara Lacey was a young mother then, at home with two children. She says as the wind and noise picked up, she realized something bad was happening.
And I took my youngest child out of his crib and laid him down by the older child and laid down on top of him. That's about the time the tornado hit our house, and it just demolished it. We blew out on down the road somewhere. They said we were about half a block from the house when they found us.
Lacey had a fractured skull, but her two children were unharmed. Today in the Udall City Park, there's a monument with 83 names on it. It's the people who were killed in the 1955 tornado. No tornado since has claimed as many lives. A growing understanding of the conditions that cause tornadoes and improvements in technology allow the National Weather Service to begin accurately predicting and tracking tornadoes and getting the word out to the public.
Tornado warning, Johnson County, Missouri. This dangerous storm located near Holden. Holden, it's time to hit the cellars. Go to the basements. Take cover immediately. If you're in a mobile home, get out and get to a safer place.
Nowadays, the National Weather Service is able to issue warnings about tornadoes with a lead time averaging 11 to 12 minutes before touchdown. And TV meteorologists like Bruce Thomas at Channel 5 in Kansas City have their own radar, as well as phone calls, home video, and digital photos sent in by viewers to help track tornadoes. In the field behind the National Weather Service office in Pleasant Hill, Missouri, meteorologist Mike Hudson points to one of the key improvements in weather forecasting. It looks like a soccer ball sitting on top of a 200-foot tower. It's Doppler radar.
What it allows us to do is to identify those types of thunderstorms, what we call supercells, storms with rotation. And when we see that rotation on Doppler radar, taking into account then as well reports on the ground from storm spotters, what's going on underneath the storm, it's just a piece of the puzzle that fits into the model that the forecaster makes in his or her mind of what's going to happen and allows him to get the warning out before it does.
Hudson says technology has also improved the Weather Service's ability to communicate tornado warnings to the public. Radio, TV, the internet, even cell phones now make it difficult not to know when a tornado warning has been issued. Mike Ogden can attest to that. Ogden says he had ample warning about the tornado that hit his Northmore, Missouri home last week. He tracked it for a half an hour from his front porch.
I was talking to a friend of mine, called me to make sure I knew that things were happening. And I was talking to him on the phone, and then I turned it to Channel 4, and I was listening to it. And they said they were showing it coming like to Parkville, and it was an obvious tornado like we're known to see. Then all of a sudden they says, it's covered by water now. We don't know if it's because it crossed the Missouri River, but when it came here, it was nothing but a wall of water.
The increased lead time on tornado warnings paid off for Ogden. He knew it was coming, and while the tornado destroyed his house, he and his dog emerged from the basement unscathed. It was one of at least 9 tornadoes that ripped through the Kansas City area. Nearly 2,000 homes and businesses were damaged or destroyed, but amazingly, only one person was killed. Dan McCarthy, warning coordination meteorologist for the Federal Storm Prediction Center, says this recent tornado outbreak stands in stark contrast to earlier outbreaks, such as one in April of 1974.
There was a case where we had 156 tornadoes and 371 people were killed. Now it seems like we're getting the word out and people are taking heed to the warnings. This past week, we had over 390 tornadoes in a matter of 6 or 7 days, and 42 people died. So it seems like whatever we're doing right, the system is working very, very well.
McCarthy says the system works well with what he calls a classic springtime outbreak, with weather patterns almost certain to spawn tornadoes. More difficult to forecast, he says, are localized storms that spring up early or late in the season, often with little or no warning. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.